just happened to forget 2 weeks ago. So I missed it.
Oh, okay.
You know, 2 weeks ago was, I think, Labor Day weekend. So, because I did that just before I went off to sessions.
Sessions.
Yeah, Sessions by the Sea. It's
Oh.
a big conference that I go to every year.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Speaker meetings and stuff. It's really good.
Yeah.
Although this time I only went down Thursday through Sunday. Usually we go down Tuesday through Sunday. But I was actually happy with Thursday through Sunday because it was like, okay, we're there. We have a good time. We're having the meetings. Boom, we're coming home. And it seemed to work a lot better then.
Yeah.
Because usually by like Thursday, it seems like you've already been there a long time, and yet you have the whole weekend still ahead. So. Yep.
I guess I'm happy to say that I'm getting close to where I can turn to the sort of blissful awareness. It's like it is sort of like in the background waiting for me most of the time. So you said, I know, I remember you said about a month ago or something that we should be able to do that, and I'm just finishing up finally Master Self-Realization, and I just started Consciousness in the Absolute, the later teachings of Nisargadatta. And man, that's one potent book. I'm only 5 pages into it. It's like, holy cow.
Just remember, read the reader. As you're reading, that sense of presence is going to be very, very, very deep. And the recognition and the projection, the speaker and listener are one and the same. You feel yourself. You can, like Maharaj says, read the reader. Don't get hung up so much on the wording and all this because it's mostly like you'll feel it.
Yeah. I'm also getting to just what spontaneous means. It's like everything just is right now, and doesn't need any explanation.
Yeah,
So
well,
it's very curious.
when you're concentrated on with yourself, when you're with yourself, when you're doing mantra, whatever you want to say, you're not creating an experiencer because you're not flowing along with a train of thoughts about what happens to be going on outside the body as some kind of event or experience. You're just remaining with yourself, the self. That makes commuting much nicer because you don't have the experience of commuting. Meetings much nicer because you don't have the experience of being in the meeting. Like all these things, when you're not creating an experiencer because you're flowing along with the flow of thoughts as I'm thinking, or this mind flow is interpreting everything that's seemingly going on outside the body, but you're not body, so who cares? There's no need to listen to this constant kind of interpretation of the outside world. You can quite easily move about without having to interpret or think anything.
Like in the beginning of the Consciousness and Absolute, he mentions that the guy who's trying to, well, he uses the word some about Parabrahman. It was a simple answer, and or he didn't even make a question out of it. He remarked that the listener, questioner, said Parabrahman, and this Argonautist picked up right away that, he's this guy is still impressed with that the word Parabrahman means something, but it's, and then this Argonaut pointed that it's because we want to know things according to worldly sense, sort of order and reason, but that's not the way things are. Nothing is really is according to. We think it is. We think that everything follows our according to our thoughts, but things are, since they're spontaneous, they never were, in a sense, tied to our thoughts.
Yeah, logic and reasoning have no place because they came along with the body form, mind, ego, intellect, where you started having the faculty of reasoning, figuring things out, trying to discover things, but you are that. And so if you're talking about Parabrahman, then you're using the words, you get hung up in the words, and you're definitely in the body form because you have to use words to describe that. Which Parabrahman is actually pointing to? Para Brahman. Brahman, Parabrahman, then after Brahman. Or it's like you're not, there is no logical flow. It's not meant to be. I mean, the mind, you will try to, sit there and logically figure it out. What does this mean? What does that mean? Parabrahman and Brahman, and then Om, they say is the ultimate. And then it's like, okay, was Om Brahman or is Om the Parabrahman? Or, and forget about all that. All it is doing is just pointing to your own selfless self. The main idea is just to investigate yourself. You read in a book this thing that says, you are that. Now it's up to you to discover this for yourself. Unless you enjoy spirituality as kind of a hobby and you go guru hopping. And then each guru will have a different interpretation telling you how you are that or what you need to do to be that. If you're not, like in our lineage, it's very direct, but there are some places where it says, oh, you cannot be realized in this lifetime because you have too many vasanas left over from your past births. And all this sort of thing. And you'll find gurus who talk like this. But it's like, wait a minute, if I'm not born now, Master says you are unborn. But now it's up to you to figure this out, to find this for yourself, to discover, sit quietly. And as soon as you begin to know yourself, you're, oh, first you can identify with presence. Well, presence is definitely not born or not, it's formless. You know this, you can sense it, but and you could say, oh, the baby presence kind of poured itself into this baby or whatever. Because we've talked about when presence goes away, then it's just a dead body. But there's no going away or come. These are all just explanations to try and explain the fact that you're formless. You're the formless holder of the body, but you're not actually holding the body and you're not actually in this quote world.
Oh, you got that.
And because if you're doing, as we said, if you're flowing along with the thoughts, then the concept of world will be impressed. But if you're not flowing along with the thoughts, there won't be a concept of world. Because, like I said, there's no experience of your commute, there's no experience of shopping. There's no experience of waiting in line because you're not identifying as an object around other objects in a world. In order to be, have the world, the concept of world impressed, you have to flow along with the worldly thoughts. And when you know yourself in a real sense, you won't do that. You won't flow along with the worldly thoughts. Pick and choose your thought. Okay. I need to get from here to New York. So I'm going to use Google Maps or whatever and put it in the address. And then the car takes me there and I'm going to turn. I'm going to be very aware of driving while I'm driving. But you're not like taking the impression of body and world. Even a lot of times when you're driving or you're doing some activity, or like we talked about with sports, they call it in the zone. Like those basketball players and football players, they're not counting every single step and every single movement. They're in that flow. It's just flowing. That's why a lot of times, like baseball people will they keep striking out, strike out, strike out. But, oh, you're in your head because you're sitting there thinking about the whole process. Osho gave a good example one time about a caterpillar, and he was walking along, and somebody said, "My God, you're walking so amazing. How do you manage all those legs at the same time?" And the caterpillar was like, "Huh." And then he started to walk, and he couldn't. He started thinking, "How am I managing this?" And he started thinking about each leg and where the leg went and all this kind of stuff. And he fell over and then he went back. He said, "Oh, please, please, please. This is terrible. Like, I am no longer able to walk." Because he was trying to manage. That spontaneous existence was trying to be managed by a non-entity.
I can see how the I have made myself into that or at times in my life. There's like I spent when I was a kid, I was a baseball catcher, and I stepped.
Oh,
I kept get
you cut
hurting my
out.
fingers, huh?
You cut out just real quick.
Oh, I kept my fingers. I kept putting them to where. I wanted to manage catching the ball with both hands or something, and I couldn't resist getting my right fingers, my right hand in there. And I was getting the tips of my fingers were getting hit, and but I couldn't get myself to stop doing that. So I had to stop being the catcher because I was trying to manage.
Think about even something as simple as walking in a straight line in the snow. If you sit there and you try to look at your feet, it's never going to happen. But if you look at the wall in front of you, you're able to walk in the straight line because you're forgetting yourself. When you go to sleep at night, you forget yourself. You forget the fact that you have a body. This body pressure is no more. You know, you're sleeping. Oh, so nice, relaxed sleep. There's no more body pressure. There's no more pressurization of concepts saying, I'm in a body. And then formlessly, you create a dream world and again attach with a body because that's really all you know. The only way you know yourself or can interact with yourself is to identify with a body form. And that's spontaneity because you immediately, spontaneously identify with a body form within the dream. You see this, how fast this is. And that's why Maharaj says, what spirit you impress, it reflects and quickly. That's why bhajans a couple times a day to just kind of refresh your memories. Oh, yes. You know, try mantra, soothing, just remaining with your selfless self. So that you don't get caught in the illusory world. Because all it takes is flowing along with the thoughts. You know, there's thoughts interpreting what's going on around you and that they're important. And you start to think, and before you know it, you're the caterpillar trying to walk with like 800 legs or whatever, or the millipede or centipede or whatever, 100 legs. So, yeah, don't
But
do.
there is the aspect where paying okay I'm paying attention to this these teachings and coming here on Tuesday and I'm and so I am in a sense trying to con manage and control what I think is out of control or something. So, but so there is.
I mean, the reason you come here, I
Negative.
would think, is to hear about the experience that you can verify in your own self.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll know, like you just said, you said, you know what? I am starting to be able to, because you said a couple of weeks ago, by now, everyone should be able to feel that sense of presence and enjoy yourself. And then remain there is not you remaining, it's the absence of all these things that were there. All those things that appeared upon your presence, you first identify with presence, that removes all the things that appear on presence, which is mind, ego, intellect, world, body. All these things are gone. And then again, well, now presence is an object that has appeared to you because now presence is known, correct? This is the knowledge. The knower of this knowledge is your own self because you are self-evident. You can know the knowledge, know the sense of presence, but you can't know the knower because you are the knower. And that's where all those concepts dissolve because you're just with yourself. And it all begins with just sitting quietly with yourself. Just die, just die. This very, very subtle feeling. Ooh, what's that? Master says, you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body, yet there is something. Okay, the books tell me that this something is my own self that can be felt because I'm holding a body form. So, I want to investigate this a little bit more. And the more I investigate this sense of presence, the more this sense of presence seems to grow and expand because you are dissolving. This concept of you being a body, you being in a world, all these sort of things, when you're paying attention to that sense of presence, this concept of you is dissolving. Just presence. Okay. I'm going to switch my identification from this body form to this presence. Oh, so that I am that. And okay, for a time. Now you've eliminated world, of course. You eliminated mind, ego, intellect, body. You've eliminated all these sort of things. Mind is slowing down because you're no longer interested in the flow of thoughts because you're not identified as anything except formlessness. And yet, as you continue to just remain with this sense of presence. This also is known. Oh, so the sense of presence has appeared. The sense of presence will disappear. When this body is no longer available, the sense of presence will not be known. And yet, I am that that knows this sense of presence and knows this absence of this sense of presence. Without having to talk about it, without having to say, oh, I know. His absence of the sense of presence, there's no knower. And yet, you are. But the creation of a knower knowing something is not. That's where we talk about the black hole. It just sucks in all the concepts. What needs to be known? Where, but it's okay to know anything. I have to jump back onto the illusory layers on presence. And yet, presence is the first knowing. I exist. I am. Now, the concept of individuality is blasted away because that is a layer of illusion on presence of holding a body because that's the only way you can be separate. Like, that's the only way I can think I'm an individual is with a body form, but I now know myself without body and without having to use the faculty of mind, ego, intellect, I am. So now, how can that you are be an individual? And immediately you flash back to dream. Oh, I'm everybody in my dream. All the actions arise from me. All the elements that create this dream world, they arise from myself. I know this because when I wake up, it's not like I constructed like a scene in a Hollywood movie of a set of this dream I'm having. No, it's gone. It's just as soon as all the forms appeared within the formlessness, all they have dissolved within the formlessness, you wake up and you say, wow. I had the experience of so many things, but none of it was true.
None of it had its own reality, only you.
Well, how could there be individuality? There was the appearance of individuality because when you're walking, like we talk about, we're walking around the lake and we're seeing people and they're talking and enjoying, maybe playing frisbee, walking dogs, maybe even canoeing or boating out on the lake. But they can't be individuals, even though there's the appearance of separate body forms appearing as individuals. And if in the dream you ask them, are you a person or who are you? There's dialogue. But where's this dialogue coming from? Listener and speaker are one and the same.
I'm sure I'll get drawn back into that sometimes, thinking people are themselves. But there is also times when that kind of dissipates, and it almost seems like the people I see are no other than
When
like
there's
kind of.
no you, there can't be another. And the no you happens, like we just talked about, your commute without commuting. You're not experiencing your commute because you're not flowing along with the flow of thoughts about, look at this guy over here, or look at this, or oh, the train's late, or oh, this is happening, that's happening. You're not flowing along with those thoughts. Therefore, you're not taking the touch of the commute. You're not experiencing the commute. This mind that's sitting there, oh, this is terrible and very bad and all that, these flow of thoughts you're not identifying with.
So judgmentalism doesn't even appear.
Because you're not there. You're not trying to create something by combining this flow of thoughts about a world that seemingly is appearing before you and you're interacting with. You're not doing this. You just are. In order for there to be others, I have to have a definition of myself. There's no local identification for myself. So, how in the world can there be others? Or anyone doing something to me? Who's the me they're doing something to? And yet, you can interact with people quite nicely. Somebody says, oh, what time does the train come? Or whatever. Oh, there's a sign right there. It says it comes in 10 minutes. Okay. Ta-da. But you're not having to create an experiencer who's having experiences of a so-called world.
It's all awesome. It's like nope, and that's where they say you realize you're not the doer, and nobody is a doer, I guess.
Exactly. When there's no you, who's to do anything? There's the appearance of movement, and the body is being taken from one place to another, but you're not interacting and creating an experience or having an experience of whatever seems to be happening, and then taking ownership or doership of that activity or anyone else's activity. Oh, that person was very rude. If you're not there, how can they be rude? You're not taking the touch. This is what Maharaj talks about, not taking the touch, because you're not creating a separate experiencer by flowing along with thoughts. You know, this flow of thoughts that's interpreting everything outside this body that you used to identify with this body. Therefore, these thoughts had precedence. They were like, oh, yeah, this is important. That's important. And it piles on. These illusory concepts just keep piling and piling. And the impression of being in a body is even more because you keep identifying with the thoughts about the body that you are not. But now you're not doing this. So the thoughts that are flowing along trying to interpret the world, you're not interested. Because you don't have that impression that I'm a body in a world and all these things are happening around me. The train's late, I'm late, I don't like commuting, all these sort of things. You are not thinking this because you're not trying to impress that you're a local identification in which anything can interact.
So you're not going to make a big deal out of nothing so much, right?
You can't. How? You would have to create someone having the experience that you don't like to have the pleasure and pain principle to identify with a body to say, I don't like this thing happening. That's a lot of work. Better to just remain with
Causes
yourself with
arguments
self.
too. Lots of arguments if you don't.
Yeah. I mean, I talked about the pacemaker years ago, going into pacemaker surgery and remaining with mantra and not experiencing any of the like trepidation or whatever of going into pacemaker surgery because there was no me doing it. Or going to the hospital in a foreign country. And even Maharaj left for a little while, so I was all by myself in a hospital. I don't like hospitals in America, let alone in another country. And yet there was no experiencer experiencing the hospital, no experiencer experiencing.
Although there was a, I mean, it could be said that there was a you that thought it was a good idea to go to the hospital in the first place.
No. That was Maharaj. He said I had to because
Oh.
I was deteriorating, in his words. So I had to go to the hospital.
Wasn't.
And I did as Master said. I got in the car. We went to the hospital. And the
So,
whole way there, it was mantra, mantra.
it is when we're doing things, it's kind of like we're following, we're not so much doing it because we decide to, we're sort of like following the traffic laws. We're doing it because that's just the way it appears to be the right thing to do or something.
I mean, I put all the trust, and I think it was Dheeraj also. He's a doctor from in Maharaj's circle, and he came and looked, and he was like, "Yeah, John's very dehydrated," because I had really bad food poisoning, and like it was for days, I was really, really sick. So I was deteriorating, is what Maharaj said. So we got in the car and went.
But it's a good idea to be discerning about who do you listen to make your decisions about.
Ah, but see, in the ashram, I told another devotee, because he didn't like a lot of the things that were going on. I said, "No, you have to understand. It's like a game that the self is playing with itself. And if you trust the self, you go through the game unscathed. But if you start to have fear and you start to not trust this self, this master who has appeared, who is formless presence appearing." And you start to believe that you're in an ashram and you don't like how hot it is and you don't like the geckos and you don't like all the different things. If you start to allow that to impress, you're done. It's a game. It's all set up there for you because Master says, listen, everything that happens is illusion. You remain with your selfless self. And of course, if there were no challenges, you would never really get to understand remaining with your selfless self and having the concept of going through without an experience or being created. If everything was just hunky-dory and you were like in a Four Seasons hotel where they gave you hot rock massage, that's not a good inducive environment to have to rely on your own self, to have to say, you know what? This sense of presence, Master says, forget about what's happening.
I'm sure this is me trying to figure things out, but I did had the thought today that maybe this apparent relative creation is some kind of a challenge for the selfless self, and that's why it appears. But that's trying to develop a explanation, you know.
Yeah, no need for reason and logic. This was just because it is better to hold the concept that the ashram is like kind of a little microcosm, that the selfless self is basically creating these experiences because you've been given the knowledge, you've been given the mantra, you've been told what to do. Are you going to put it in action, or are you going to fall back into the illusory ditch that I am having a bad time? I am having a bad experience. There were actually some devotees who would go and stay at hotels rather than stay in the ashram. They were like, I don't like this. I'm going to go down to, there was a hotel somewhere in Nashik. It's like, I need to stay in the hotel. It's going to be better. And even Maharaj was like, okay, go ahead. Because if you're not serious about your spirituality, you're not giving 100%. You're not. I must know myself. I'm here with this master, even with the food poisoning. And when I was able, back to Bhajan, back to sitting with Maharaj, because no matter what, and this master that you know is formless presence is speaking to you and letting you know everything is okay. This is all illusion. You are not body. Remain with your selfless self. And then afterwards, for a time, you'll look back and see the experience and be like, wow. By remaining with my selfless self, I can see where there was no experience or created having an experience. And it was just a spontaneous actions in the moment. Until now. And there's nothing to say about it, except it's true. How do you know it's true? Just like we just talked about. I read it in the book. In my own experience, I experience it. After a while, when the masters are speaking, I'm totally relating with what they're saying from my own experience of myself. And now it's just selfless self-devotion because you can't do anything else other than bow down. It's selfless self-devotion in the form of Sri Ramakant Maharaj. And just, yeah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even tonight, I got a really good parking space because somebody parked their motorcycle in a parking space. So I'm able to like park and still be in a little bit more of this parking space. So my car is like totally free of getting dinged. And I said, oh, thank you, Master. What a beautiful space this is. Especially since it was raining. It was like, it was perfect.
Sometimes I wonder, is there something going on behind the scenes that, is spontaneously in my favor? Sometimes it seems that way.
Well, and the concepts that you hold about yourself will create the reality that you're perceiving. If you hold no concepts about yourself, then your reality is pure.
It's like,
There's no sticky concepts that are trying to impress.
yeah, just saying thank you is just kind of like, it's not analyzing it or anything. It's
No,
just.
it's just thank you, thank you. All the time it's thank you, Master, thank you, Master. My hamburgers cook really nice. Oh, thank you, Master. These hamburgers look so delicious. Thank you that I'm able to feed myself. You know? Thank you that I have a job. And I very much understand it's just the role, but there's selfless self-devotion. There's gratitude that. Gratitude in action, basically.